This is Psalm 85a. Jehovah, thou hast favor shown the goodly land which is thine own, and Jacob from his captive state thou broughtest back in mercy great. Forgiven hath thy people been, and thou hast covered all their sin. Away hast taken all thy wrath, and turned from thy fierce anger's path. O God of our salvation, turn. Let indignation cease to burn. Wilt thou forever angry stay? From age to age thy wrath display. Wilt thou not quicken us once more? Thy people's joy in thee restore. O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow. This is Psalm 85b.
I'll hear what God the Lord will speak, in peace to those his face that seek, and to his saints, if only they no more in folly's path will stray. His saving help is surely near to those who worship him in fear. Death, glory great may ever dwell within the land of Israel. Together met are truth and grace, while righteousness and peace embraced. Truth springing forth the earth doth crown, and righteousness from heaven looks down. The Lord will give us what is good. Our land shall yield abundant food. Before him righteousness shall go, and in his steps our pathway show.
This is Psalm 86a.
Attend thou and answer, Jehovah, give ear. I needy and poor make my plea. Preserve thou my soul, save thy servant, O God, for godly and trusting is he. Since all the day long do I cry unto thee, show mercy, O Lord, unto me. The soul of thy servant cause thou to rejoice. I lift up my soul unto thee. Thou, Lord, dost show mercy, forgiving thou art. Abundant thy kindness and love to those who sincerely upon thee do call. My voice, Lord, attend from above. In day of my trouble upon thee I'll call. An answer for me thou prepare. Among all the gods there is none like to thee, and no works with thine can compare. All nations thou madest will come to thee, Lord, and bowing thy name they shall laud, because thou art great and great wonders hast done, for thou and thou only art God.
This is Psalm 86b.
Thy way teach me, Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart thy name to fear, my Lord and my God, with my whole heart I'll praise, and ever thy name will revere. For great are thy love and thy kindness to me. My soul from the grave thou dost raise. The proud and the violent seek for my life, forgetful of thee and thy praise. But thou, Lord, art merciful, gracious thou art, abundant in truth and in love. Turn thou unto me thy rich grace now bestow. Thy servant make strong from above. The son of thy hand made redeemed by thy grace. A token for good show thou me, that all those who hate me may see and be shamed. My help, Lord, and strength are in thee.
This is Psalm 87.
Upon the holy hills the Lord has his foundation laid. He loves the gates of Zion more than dwellings Jacob made. O city of our God, there are things glorious said of thee. I'll mention Egypt, Babylon, among those knowing me. Include the land of Palestine, let Tyre the survey share. With distant Ethiopia, this is a man born there. And so of Zion it is said, each one was born in her. And he that is himself most high, he has established her. The Lord, when listing people's notes, this is a man born there. and singers with their minstrels say, our fountains in thee are.
This is Psalm 88a.
O Lord, the God of my salvation, try all day and night before thee I have cried. Oh, let my prayer be for thy presence rise. Incline thine ear to hear my pleading cries. My soul is full of anxious cares and gloom. My weary life draws nigh the silent tomb. I count as those that to the pit descend. I'm like the man whose strength is at an end. As one cast off among the dead am I. I'm like the pierced ones in the grave that lie. Whom thou hast not remembered anymore. Those cut off from thy hands where none restore. By thee within the lowest pit I'm laid. In the place of darkest shade, thy furious wrath on me has come to rest, and with thy breakers thou hast me oppressed. My former friends thou hast estranged from me. Yes, their abhorrence I am made by thee. Shut up am I, in prison here must stay. Through deep distress my eyes both ways the way.
This is Psalm 88b.
O Lord, I've daily called upon thy name. Spread forth my hands, thy gracious help to claim. Wilt thou thy wonders make the dead to know? And shall the dead arise thy praise to show? Shall thy great love be in the grave extolled? Or shall thy truth be in destruction told? In darkness who thy wonders will confess? Where memories fade, make known thy righteousness. But unto thee, Jehovah, I have cried. My prayer shall rise dost thou cast my soul from thee? Why dost thou hide thy gracious face from me? From youth I am distressed, about to die. Thy terrors I have borne, distraught was I. Thy burning anger over me has passed. Thy terrors all have cut me off at last. All day like billows they around me surged, together closing in they me submerged. Thou hast put far from me each lover friend, and my acquaintances in darkness end.
This is Psalm 89a.
The loving kindness of the Lord forever I will sing. Thy faithfulness to every age my mouth in song shall bring. For mercy shall be built, said I, forever to endure. And in the heavens thy faithfulness thou wilt establish sure. I've made a covenant with him who is my chosen one, to David who my servant is, what I have sworn be done. Thy seed I will establish firm, forever to remain, and unto generations all thy throne I will maintain. The praises of thy wonders, Lord, the heavens shall express. In the assembly of the saints thy faithfulness confess.
This is Psalm 89b.
Who with the Lord can be compared in all the lofty sky? And who among the sons of might is like the Lord Most High? Within the council of his saints, a God to be revered. Above all them surrounding him, most greatly to be feared. Jehovah God of hosts, who is like thee, the Lord of might, surrounding thee on every side, our faithfulness and right. For o'er the swelling of the sea, thou rulest by thy will. And when its surging billows rise, thou biddest them be still. And thou hast Rahab bruised like one beset with wounding blows. Thou with the arm of thy great strength hast scattered all thy foes. The heavens all belong to thee, the earth is all thine own. The world with all that it contains hast thou set up alone. Thou hast created north and south, from thee their being came. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon both rejoice in thy great name. Thou hast an arm of strength, thy hand is strong, thy right hand high. On right and justice rest thy throne, while grace and truth are nigh.
This is Psalm 89C.
Who with the Lord can be compared in all the lofty sky? And who among the sons of might is like the Lord Most High? Within the council of his saints, a God to be revered. Above all them, surrounding him, most greatly to be feared. Jehovah God of hosts, who is like thee, the Lord of might, surrounding thee on every side are faithfulness and right. For o'er the swelling of the sea thou rulest by thy will. And when its surging billows rise, thou biddest them be still. And thou hast Rahab bruised like one beset with wounding blows. Thou with the arm of thy great strength hast scattered all thy foes. The heavens all belong to thee, the earth is all thine own. The world with all that it contains hast thou set up alone. Thou hast created north and south, from thee their being came. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon both rejoice in thy great name. Thou hast an arm of strength, thy hand is strong, thy right hand high. On right and justice rest thy throne, while grace and truth are nigh.
This is Psalm 89D.
O greatly blessed the people are, the joyful sound that know. In brightness of thy face, O Lord, they ever on shall go. Yes, they rejoice in thy great name with gladness all the day. And in thy perfect righteousness, exalted high are they. Thou art the beauty of their strength, who dost them glorify. And by thy favor, thy good will, our horn is lifted high. Because our shield belongs to him, the Lord will safety bring. The Holy One of Israel, he only is our King.
This is Psalm 89E.
Thou to thy saints in dreams did say, I have laid help upon a mighty one. I raised him up, one from the people drawn. My servant David I have found, with oil anointed him. With him my hand established is, my arm will strengthen him. No foe shall fee extract from him, no wicked one him wrong. His adversaries I will crush, and smite his haters strong. My faithfulness and steadfast love with him shall ever be. And in my name his horn raised up shall flourish gloriously. I also will impose his hand upon the rolling sea. And on the mighty rivers all, I'll make his right hand be. Thou art my Father and my God, he unto me shall cry. The rock of my salvation sure, on whom I will rely. I'll make him my firstborn above all kings of every land. My love for him I'll ever keep, my covenant firm shall stand. And I will also make his seed forever to endure. And as the days of heaven are, his throne shall stand secure.
This is Psalm 89F.
But if his sons forsake my law, walk not as I ordain. If my commandments they'll not keep, my statutes will profane. I'll visit their transgressions, then on them my rod will lay. And I will their iniquity with heavy stripes repay. Yet I'll not take my love from him, nor break my faithfulness. not profane my covenant, nor change my promises. Once by my holiness I've sworn to David, I'll not lie. His seed and throne shall still endure, while lasts the sun on high. It like the moon shall ever be established most secure, and for a witness in the sky it ever shall endure.
This is Psalm 89G.
But thine anointed thou hast burned in anger, cast him down. Thy servant's covenant abhorred, profaned to earth his crown. And thou hast broken all his walls and down his strongholds torn. The passers-by all plunder him, he is his neighbor's scorn. Thou hast raised up his foe's right hand and given them delight. Thou hast turned back his sword no more, hast made him stand to fight. His glory thou hast made to cease, his throne to earth cast down. Made short his days of youth with shame, hast covered his renown.
This is Psalm 89H.
How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself, thy wrath still burning be? Recall my lifespan, why hast thou made men for vanity? Who is the man now living here that death shall never see? Or from the power of nether depths, who can his soul set free? Where are thy loving kindnesses that once, O Lord, were there? When in thy lasting faithfulness to David thou didst swear. Remember, Lord, thy servant's shame, how in my heart I bear all those reproaches cast on them by peoples everywhere. Remember the reproaching, Lord, thine enemies have done, how they reproach the very steps of thine anointed one. All blessings to Jehovah be ascribed forever then. Forevermore so let it be. Amen.